From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, December 12th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Maine is set to receive about $15 million to conserve woodlands and encourage climate-friendly forestry. And as Peter McGuire reports, the federal package includes funding to preserve old-growth trees in the North Woods.
The New England Forestry Foundation will spend $4.3 million to pay landowners in Maine's unorganized townships who defer harvesting trees that are at least 150 years old. Late successional and old-growth forests store an enormous amount of climate-warming carbon dioxide and add unique biodiversity, but they make up less than 4% of the northern Maine woodlands. Funding will allow landowners to postpone harvesting for a decade or more. That gives conservation groups a chance at permanent preservation, or time for owners to get a better payout from carbon storage, says the foundation's Brian Milikovsky.
For the forests that will enroll in this program, we see this as a bridge to a long-term solution.
Funding comes from the U.S. Forest Service. It will also be used to help timberland owners store more greenhouse gases, encourage sustainable non-commercial woodlands, and help the Penobscot Nation get involved in carbon markets. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
A former Augusta resident is among 39 people pardoned by President Biden this week. As Kevin Miller reports, Michael Pelletier says he was surprised but elated by the news.
Pelletier says he had nearly given up hope on his application for clemency for a nonviolent crime he committed more than 25 years ago. And then he received a surprise call from an FBI agent on Wednesday night.
I was speechless, kind of choked up, and was extremely happy to hear from her.
Pelletier served 14 years in the Coast Guard and was also part of the first President Bush's Secret Service detail in Kennebunkport. But at the age of 40, Pelletier was convicted of bank theft and sentenced to 60 days in jail. According to news reports at the time, he disabled and stole money from an ATM. He later worked for nearly two decades at the Lewiston Water Treatment Plant and volunteered with a county hazmat response team, a local soup kitchen, and with a veterans group. Pelletier is now retired and lives much of the year in Florida. But he says that conviction was always there.
It's just a heavy burden, very difficult to describe, something I carried around every day, and it was in the back of my head a lot, and this just feels like a big weight taken off me.
Pelletier briefly thought former President Trump had pardoned him, only to learn it was another Michael Pelletier from Maine. But 4 years later, this Michael Pelletier finally got his wish. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
A Biddeford police officer was killed in a crash on the Piscataqua River Bridge early this morning. Maddie Smith has more.
The Biddeford Police Department says Sergeant Jacob Wolterbeek, 41, died when he got into an accident driving home at the end of his shift. Wolterbeek crashed into the rear of a box truck on the southbound side of Interstate 95 just after 1 a.m. and was pronounced dead at the scene. He served in the Biddeford Police Department for 18 years and was a husband and father of three children, according to a statement by Biddeford Police Chief Joanne Fisk. Wolterbeek was honored with a procession on the main turnpike as his body was transported to the Chief Medical Examiner's Office in Augusta around 10:30 a.m. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
After issuing its first-ever product recalls, the Maine Office of Cannabis Policy is urging producers to make sure they understand the state's testing and handling rules. Director John Hudak says some of those recalls were the result of random audit testing. During a meeting with cannabis producers today, he said contamination has often been the result of honest mistakes.
In many cases, it's an operator who's changed a process and didn't think through that process, or just made simple errors, not in a malicious way, but because, you know, accidents happen and people are human.
But Hudak and other OCP staff say that underscores the need for growers and producers to be vigilant at each step of the process, everything from properly sanitizing equipment to taking samples that are representative of the full batch. The office issued three recalls earlier this year for cannabis flower. More information on the recalls can be found at the office's website. Childcare and family caregiving continue to be barriers to women participating in the workforce full-time, according to a new report from Maine's Permanent Commission on the Status of Women. Women are more likely than men to be employed on a part-time basis and more likely to say the reason for working part-time is a childcare problem or family obligations. It's estimated there are more than 160,000 family caregivers in Maine providing unpaid care valued at $2.9 billion. Factors like these force Maine women to be exceptional just to survive, says Commission member Isha Khan.
It is a call to action for all of us not to only recognize these disparities, but to address them with urgency and intentionality. Women and girls deserve systems that work with their potential and not against it.
The commission recommends that the state address the ongoing direct care workforce shortage and ensure that direct care services are accessible and workers are well compensated. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Magic the Gathering. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.